more. I've got him over there where they exercise jurisdiction over him. He's in my own period where the police intimidated me for so long that a strong plot element is his tragic sense of being corrupted by his own fear and his own desire to please them, that based that on reality and not on fiction. He does a lot of it to himself. He fears what they might do, and he finds that he is writing this kind of book, and he thinks, well, I'll bet you I really want to please them. And then, you know, he's a desperate man. His wife and kid or kids have been killed and wiped out financially. He has nothing to lose. And he wavers between suicide and his desire to please, based on his abysmal fears that he would like to have friends. And the only kind of people in power are thugs. I make discriminations between types of thugs, and he feels transgender. But I mean, he makes distinctions that are not important. You know, good thugs, like fat thugs versus thin thugs, and develops whole. He's nuts. He starts out nuts. We know he's nuts because later he remembers, he understands he was nuts. Like theories that if you're fat, you're a good person. If you're thin, you're not. Crazy stuff, because he wants to like some fat cop. He wants to develop some ideology of ration. The politics of desperation, alienation. The main punishment, too, being ostracized. No one really having into them. And he knows he's under surveillance. Those two. There is no privacy, and there is no communication with anybody. And then the terrible dread anticipation someday will come to the door. And it's 90% fantasy. We could even switch over to the guy sitting on Brown Cherry Headquarters and say, well, we don't have the tabby's phone and bug his house. He'll do it all himself. He'll worry himself into a fit. And go into this thing where they provide enough clues and then walk away from it and let the poor guy, this is not just him, it's every man, do it all himself. Go into a paranoid fantasy. It's much more economical. Finally, the guy will turn himself in. It's like Raskolnikov. And he'll try to surrender. He'll try to confess it. Can walk away from it. We can compare what they know with what he thinks they know and what they're doing with what he thinks they're doing. Although this could occur after, later on, after he recovers his faculties through Vala System A. But we should have existential demonstration of how little they know and how little they care, and that their terror is directed on a random basis. All that gamesmanship jive, you know. Occasionally they ransack a house or blow it up or destroy somebody's car or something like that on a random basis. They pay people to walk around and act weird and do things for no reason, you know, and they give the appearance of having some great plot. I mean, it's just the psychological warfare that would be developed by insane people, you know, what their psychological warfare would be. They're crazy. The Nazis are crazy to start with. And they want to get their enemies, and they developed crazy tactics for getting their enemies.